everybody. I'm Jim Samaria. I'm one of the hosts of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. And who's that guy sitting across from me?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Greetings, listeners. I am your co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s or wherever the music takes us.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which features my photography of classic rock era artists from 1973 to present day with words by Mi Amigo and co-host Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Hola, Jamie.
Jamie Jaime.
I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Hello, Marco. Or hola, Marco.
Okay.
Marco Polo.
Next time we'll try Italian, paisan.
Okay.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Jim, we played some deep cuts, and the show was well received. So guess what? We're doing it again.
Well, we look for songs that don't get a lot of airplay on FM radio, so we thought long and hard about what songs we'd like to play. This is what we came up with.
Yep, and we'll start by playing two songs back-to-back. They are Where To Now, St. Peter by Elton John from his 1971 album, Tumbleweed Connection, and Cut Across Shorty by his good friend. How do you know he's his good friend?
There.
His good friend, Rod Stewart, which can be found on his 1970 album, Gasoline Alley. So here we go.
Dazzling, dancing, high. Lucy said, won't you cut across, shorty, shorty, cut across. You know to shoot at our waterway. Shoot at our waterway.
Mr. Mark, that was Rod Stewart and Elton John back-to-back, so I have a trivia question for you. You ready?
Throw it my way, baby.
I'll throw it your way. What album did Rod Stewart produce one side and Elton John produce the other?
Wow, I need some time to think about that because this isn't an easy one.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. All right.
It's not easy.
Too long. Time's up. It was It Ain't Easy by John Baldry.
That was close.
1971, John Baldry.
Oh yeah. Well, Elton John was still known as Reg Dwight when he was a member of the band Bluesology with Baldry. That was Elton's first professional band, right?
You are correct, sir. And Stewart was a member of Baldry's Hoochie Coochie Men, and then he was in Steam Packet with John Baldry.
Wow, those names. Well, I'll be ready when I get called to appear on Jeopardy.
Okay. Well, anyway, by the way, folks, you are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, where we play the greatest music of all time, the Mighty 101.5. Well, next up are two songs I haven't heard on the radio in a long time, so it's my obligation to play these two great songs for our listeners. The first one is by Free, one of my favorite bands, and the song is Mr. Big, and it came out in 1970 on their album Fire and Water. It will be followed by my favorite Aerosmith song, One Way Street, which is off their debut album in 1973, was just called Aerosmith. So rock on, Garth.
Rock on, Wayne.
Thank you.
Park. The first time I heard that song by Aerosmith was when they were on the same bill back in 73 at Mott the Hoople and New York Dolls. They opened up the show.
That's quite a combination.
And afterwards, I got to talk to Steven Tyler. Don't forget, they weren't Aerosmith as we know them today. They were the third on the bill. So I got to talk to Steven Tyler after the show, and I just told him that I heard Dream on the radio, and he was so thrilled. He told Brad Whitford, he said, come over here, tell them what you just told me. I said, hey, you're on the radio in Chicago, I heard Dream On, and they were just so excited. So it was a lot of fun to talk to them.
So do you, like, keep in touch with the guys? You have regular conversations with them?
No, that was probably the last time, but, you know, we haven't kept in contact. It's unfortunate.
Right.
Well, anyway, that's the end of part one. I hope you enjoyed part one of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all times. Stay tuned for part two.